Hi, everybody. Terry Brown at Bass Fan. And with me today is Bill Simontel. And Bill, you know, I guess all of us that fish for bass, you know, every time we go, we're trying to catch a big fish. But you've had the luxury over the years to really learn about the big fish. And the Big Bass Zone, the book, teaches you a little bit more about it. And welcome to the program, I guess, the first thing.
Well, thanks, Terry. I appreciate you calling me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about why and some of the wherefores of why you decided to go out after big fish. And is it just like everybody else, you know, when you go fishing, you're trying to catch a big one? Or how did you get started?
Well, to tell you the truth, when I was a kid, my dad, he really got me started in the outdoors. And it was one of those things. We always went out there and we tried to compete against each other. And he always told me, you just can't go and catch big fish as easy as you want to. When I was a kid, you know, I caught a 8.5-pounder on a nightcrawler. I actually put that in the book, and it was a starting point. I remember getting in the boat, and he looked at me. He said, "You better enjoy that fish, because that'll probably be the last one you've ever caught, because that's about the size of my biggest fish." And he was, at the time, in the 40s. So, you know, rebellious kid at the time, I said, "Well, I'll prove you wrong." And I just, you know, I was 8 years old, and I started kind of, like, thinking out of the box, trying to actually kind of started proving my dad wrong. Like, you know what, I could catch bigger fish more often than you should. And it made me kind of look at fishing a little bit different than the standard fare that I was taught, you know, going out just catching what was available.
You know, we all kind of are believers in chunking and winding. You know, we go out there and we take a bait and we get a confidence bait and we go out and we try to catch fish. In your book, you talk about some different, you know, maybe going against a grain a little bit, or you know, that break it mentality, if it's not broke, break it kind of thing. One of the things that comes to mind to me right away is a lot of us, when we go to a point, we'll start and we'll throw towards a point and pull off the point. But in reality, there are certain times or certain conditions when you may want to be shallow, throwing out deep and bringing it back into the point.
Right. And, you know, the whole thing on the book, and I was approached by quite a few people to write the book, and I was fortunate enough to know Michael Jones. And he's a great fisherman, and he really understands fishing. And the other thing is he did not take anything, just like if I said it, he goes, "Okay, yeah, I don't believe you. You got to prove it to me." And what happened is, growing up fishing and everything, I learned that you basically had to have an outline of steps. You had to have something to fall back on where you're looking for bigger fish. And that uphill approach, you know, I grew up fishing the Lower Lake Castaic and a lot of lakes from Pyramid and Kachuma and Piru. That was the only advantage I had, is going walking around the shore. And you noticed a lot of stuff. And what I've noticed throwing out and bringing it uphill is you create funnel attacks. You create these commitment zones where fish actually push bait into areas where they want to ambush the prey or eat the prey, or however you want to look at it. And I noticed I had better hookups, I had better hit ratios, and the neat thing about it is I pulled fish from deeper water, especially the clear water, into the shore and pushing my bait up, which in return kept them there longer. So I can do repeated casts and catch more and more fish on consecutive casts. Once I started fishing in boats and stuff, I noticed sometimes it still works fishing deep, thrown to shallow, but if you had followers in open water, what happens, it pulled a lot of those fish out, and it took them 45 minutes, an hour, 2 hours to reset up on their spots where they wanted to actually corral the bait fish or push them or eat them. So there's a lot of advantages for fishing uphill, period. Just for, you know, weekend fishermen, kids walking around the shore, you're going to get better hits, you get better hookup strikes, and the next thing you know, you're keeping the fish there where you want them instead of pushing them out in open water. It's basically an outline of steps that you go through, and you see which is going to give you the highest percentage of catching fish, and also once you start to catch them, keeping them there so you can continue catching them.
You know, Bill, it's funny because as I read your book and have been through your book, it's a situation where sometimes it's just logical. You think about it, you know, all of us have done things certain ways for a long time, but then you look at the approach that you're taking and you go, man, I wish I'd have thought of that, because that just makes perfectly good sense. And I sit there and I think about this fishing uphill. And you go, well, wait a minute, most of these fish, they're not going to look always to strike facing the point. They may face away when they bite. And some of the techniques that you use and some of the big baits you use, it keeps them in that strike zone longer.
It does. A lot of the bigger baits will actually draw fish in. The neat thing about it, you know, fishing all the turnips I have, and, you know, I'm not the so-called pro where I get to travel and fish, you know, Bassmasters or FLW and stuff, but I've had a couple times where I haven't been able to go out and fish them. But I fish a lot of local tournaments, too. You get to pull fish up, you get to see where they're at, you get to see where they're coming from, and that's in clear water and stained water. The bigger baits will draw the fish towards you, and using either your electronics, I use pinpoints, but any good electronics out there, watching your TV screen, bringing your bait through your cone angle, you get to see a lot of stuff pretty darn quick, and it just helps you on the water, especially in tournaments, to kind of key in on where those fish are coming from, how they're positioned, how they want to bait, where they're out in the water column. And once you start breaking that stuff down quicker, that's where you go from it takes you all day long to finally figure out the bite at 5 o'clock before you get off the water, or can you figure this bite out at 8 o'clock in the morning, and by 12 o'clock you're already on a milk run and catching bigger fish all day long.
Well, is it a situation, you know, as we look at this thing and as we, you know, we talk to you, of course you're a Southern California guy, and as I read the book I started saying, well, there's practical application no matter where you're at in the country. This isn't something that just works in Southern Cal, right?
No, it isn't, and the funny thing is the book's been out for a few months now and I'm getting more and more calls and emails. The neat thing about it is you get guys are calling me from Lake Lanier or Florida, Toho, down to Texas. Got a few people call me from Coeur d'Alene. The techniques are basic, and that's the key what I try to target on, is the whole thing when I was growing up, I loved watching the fishing shows and I loved reading the articles, but they just talked about baits. And the more I really started to break things down and say, okay, what is the real trick? What's the key ingredients to get these fish consistently? It is the technique, and the technique is either slow rolling, uphill, downhill, ripping, speed ripping, dead sticking. Those are all the techniques, but the key is finding the proper tool for the technique. It opens up your eyes when you find a proper technique. The swim bait, the big bass zone, it talks about a lot of big baits because that's something that's really going to open up these people's eyes. But if you take the same technique with a tool, a 12-inch swim bait or a 8-inch tiger tube, and you turn around and you say, you know what, that's not the appropriate tool at this time for this environment, this seasonal pattern, this area in the water column, but I can go from an 8-inch tiger tube where, you know, it's fall, there's 1-inch shad out there, they're keen on smaller bait, I can throw a dart head out, a 16th-ounce dart head, pendulum through the water column, find my top, middle, bottom, where they're committing at, find that strike zone, and catch quality fish. And that's the whole key on the big bass zone is it's not about going out and catching 10-pounders. It's about catching bigger fish from California to Lake Lanier to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, to Toho, and more people are saying, hey, you know what, I haven't really got the guts to throw a 12-inch swim bait yet, but I took some of your same techniques, and I threw a redfin and dead-sticked it out there on this lake in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and I'm catching 7- and 8-pound northerns, and they're the biggest fish I've ever seen. So the techniques are there. They're finding the tools that are working best for their technique, and they're catching bigger fish in their bodies of water that they've never seen before. And that's the whole thing this book is supposed to do, is just open up your eyes and say, you know what, I've heard the same old blah, blah for years, but what's it going to hurt? If I go out there and fish all day long, and I'm only catching 5 fish on a drop shot in my areas, and they're 2.5 pounds, it's not going to hurt me too much to go out there and try a couple of these bigger baits or different tools for these techniques and see what's out there. And those bigger baits, the only thing is, you see it quicker. And you're going to go over the spots where you've been fishing for years and say, you know what, I've thrown jigs here, and I catch a lot of 3- and 4-pounders. But I'm going to get a bigger bait, and I'm going to throw over the top water. It's kind of clear water. I'm going to see what happens. And when you throw it out there and you see 8- and 9-pounders, you're going, I fished this lake for years, and I didn't know that this lake had this type of quality, because you weren't fishing for them. You weren't trying to look at different angles, approaches, techniques, and tools to see it quicker. And when you see it, the confidence level is going to rise even higher. So that's a neat little thing, you know, hearing these people back east call me up and say, you know what, I did it. My biggest fish was 4.5. Now I'm catching 6-pound average, throwing a little bit bigger bait, a little different technique, which I'm used to, but it's working in my same area. And I'm saying that, well, that's where it goes. And when I first started this, and a lot of people know, you know, when I was helping Cast Ake and a bunch of companies back in 96, and I was making some of these swim baits back in 85, I was going to Florida. I was going to Texas. I was going to Coeur d'Alene, and I was using these baits before anybody even knew about them, and I was catching quality fish. And that's where I got even more confidence that, you know what, that biggest thing goes, which I'm not trying to break any rules out there, but bass are bass are bass. If you find the right technique and the right lures, you catch them in California, you catch them in Idaho, you catch them in Wisconsin, it doesn't matter. You're going to catch them, and you're just going to catch better quality fish.
Well, Bill, where can I get the book? Tell me about that. I know the Big Bass Zone on Bass Fan. You can come in and get some information there, but where do I get the book?
If you go to StogerPublishing.com, it's up on the front page, and I talked to Alex, one of the head guys over there at Stoger, and I wanted to do a thing for the fishermen, too, is they can get a pretty good deal if they put in on the promotional code BigBass2005. You can actually get the book for $15.95 on the Internet, which is one of the better deals out there. And the last I heard, It was selling so well, it was like one of their number one selling books they've ever had on Stoger. Just depending on how many they have in stock, depends on how fast you get it. But a lot of people are getting good deals right there on StogerPublishing.com.
You and I talk all the time, and I'm going to get you back on. And we're okay. going to get into some of these techniques as we get closer to the springtime and talk a little bit about each of these patterns if you have an opportunity.
Absolutely.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.